Chapter 10. He heard nothing from Ross or Susie for a few days and didn't want to bother them by calling. He had to make do with the newspaper and whatever they printed, but besides learning more about Brody in his obituary, there was very little new information. He tidied his flat, walked Jessie, and spent as much time outside as he could. Coming out of the cinema one afternoon, a sudden shower having forced him to take cover, he turned on his phone to find Ross had tried to call. Dialing his number, he was surprised when Susie answered.
"Hi, Angus. Ross is just at the bar. We're at the Pear Tree House. Do you want to come and join us?"
"Hi, Susie. Does that mean you've solved the case, then?"
"Yes, we're celebrating, or rather recovering, from the whole thing. So, are you going to come or not? I haven't seen you for a few days."
Angus's smile widened at her use of the first-person singular and assured her that he was on his way. But could she say first who they'd charged with the crime?
"Well, you know I can't do that. But I suppose there's no harm in you guessing."
"Was it Eleanor Brody?"
"Yep.
But you'll have to wait for the papers to find out more. Now get a move on. Your beer won't wait forever."
Angus laughed and hurried off towards the pub and his friends.